Also joining us in studio is our press reporter, Deeptika Laurent. Deeptika, you've been scouring the international papers, taking a look at how they're reacting to the latest.
Yeah, that's right. Israel begins the next step of a ground invasion in the south of Lebanon. That's what Aliwa, a Sunni Lebanese newspaper, actually one of the oldest newspapers in Lebanon, says on its front page. The paper adding here on its front page that the resistance is, meaning Hezbollah, is ready to face Israel. It also notes that France has been urging Lebanese leaders to name a president, because the country's been without a president for some time, and that is Jean-Noël Barrot, the French foreign minister, who was there on Sunday for that purpose, to meet with Lebanese leaders, also featured on the front page there. This is from Al Akbar. This is a pro-Hezbollah Lebanese newspaper on its front page there. It simply goes with the headline, Israel invades Lebanon, back to the nightmare, it adds on its front page. And looking further, this is from the Saudi paper, Arab News, here choosing to headline on fighting words from Hezbollah, despite the killing of its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, last Friday in a suburb in South Beirut. In its pages today, journalist for Arab News, Baria Alamuddin, writes that Iran is mourning Nasrallah with, I quote, empty rhetoric. So it's this article here. She says that Israel's, quote, decapitation of Hezbollah represents the death of the myth of Iran's axis of resistance, supposedly to deter Israel. She adds, there is much trepidation now at what comes next, a ground invasion, escalation in violence. More Iranian proxies could also enter the fray. So the next step really seems very uncertain in this regional conflict. In any case, Tehran Times, the Iranian press, Iranian paper, remains defiant. You see there on its headline, response certain, Iran poised to retaliate against Israel for the assassination of Nasrallah, but also Hamas's Haniyeh and a Revolutionary Guards, a top Revolutionary Guards commander.
Okay, and Deeptika, how are the Israeli papers reporting on it?
Well, let's show you let's start with Haaretz, the center-left Israeli daily here, focusing on Israel's limited ground in operation inside of Lebanon. There's also a bit of a focus on who might replace Hassan Nasrallah at the head of Hezbollah. The paper echoing rumors that it could be his cousin, Hashem Safieddine, a man who, unlike Nasrallah, has been very, very much present and has been making a lot of public appearances recently. This is from the Jerusalem Post, a conservative Israeli daily here, also focusing on the signs of a ground invasion in Lebanon. In its analysis pages, this article here is quite interesting. Might a Hezbollah defeat unlock the Gaza dilemma? So the one of the paper's writers wonders whether a significantly weakened Hezbollah might actually force Hamas to come to the negotiating table. The paper says that if Hamas feels that Hezbollah can no longer fight on multiple fronts, that it is greatly weakened, then it and its backers, its various backers, might urge Hamas to come to the negotiating table. It is possible that the defeat of Hezbollah might unlock a new page in the conflict in Gaza.
And outside the immediate region, Deeptika, outside the Middle East, anything different in the international papers?
Well, you do have a lot of similar analysis from the international pages. This is from the Wall Street Journal, the editorial today, actually, which looks at how Israel could exploit this position, this, I guess, unexpected position of strength it finds itself in this regional conflict. The paper urging the U.S. and its allies to take advantage of this moment in time. With Hezbollah greatly weakened, Iran, too, now is extremely vulnerable, the paper says. They're not even sure that they are safe from an attack in Tehran, as Israel's assassination of Hamas's Haniyeh showed back in July. So the next step, the paper says, is to target the Houthis in Yemen, another Iran-backed proxy, who so far have been winning their battle against the U.S. and global shipping in the Red Sea. So the paper says surveys show that Lebanese people are also turning against Hezbollah by supporting Israel in Lebanon. This may actually create space for more Lebanese leaders to emerge. So that's the point of view from the Wall Street Journal's editors today. This is from the Financial Times here, which also looks at how the Middle East's power scales are tipping, particularly in favor of Israel. This article written by John Sowers, who's a former chief of MI6 and former UK ambassador to the UN, he writes that right now only the Houthis seem like they're up for fighting against Israel, but even that seems to have been to rather little effect so far. He says, in his opinion at least, this may be the beginning of the end of Iran's axis of resistance. Let's leave you with a few cartoons from the Illustrated Press. This is from Ashak Al-Awsat here, who sees Israel here literally cutting through this plank here, cutting through Gaza and Lebanon, chopping through, slicing through Lebanon, just like it did with Gaza. And this is from Hassan Blabel. He's a Lebanese cartoonist. And if you take a look back, you might see that it resembles Lebanon's iconic flag with the cedar tree, except that it is, of course, covered in blood as war looms.
Okay, Deepthika, thanks a lot for that look at the international papers and how they're covering our top story, that war in Lebanon.